This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good morning. It's a Monday morning. Is it one of those mornings for you? I know for me it certainly is. But right now, it's in its fourth season, Channel 9's House Husbands I'm talking about, and it's continuing to challenge the culture, the changing culture, in fact, that we live in. And one thing I have to say, it's very refreshing for a program to represent the diversity in gender roles, and the fact that they've had a gay couple from day dot is further proof. Now, this season, they've upped the diversity by exploring and navigating the issue of surrogacy. Joining me on the line is one of the lead actors of House Husbands. She plays Abby, a loving mum and a doctor who's just a little bit of an overachiever. Natalie Saliba, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for having me.
Well, actors are overachievers anyway, but your actual character is an overachiever.
Oh, she's a total overachiever. The thing I love about Abby the most is she's incredibly flawed. So she's very successful and she's smart and she's kind of doing her thing, but she's also she's just stuffing up all over the place. So it just kind of makes her quite identifiable, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When people have got faults, that makes it a lot easier in regards to the relation. Now, I was reading in your bio that you and I share something in common.
We do.
We do, yes, and that is you're from Perth.
Get out of town, and you are as well?
Absolutely. So I'm from Perth, so I've got to ask a really, really important question. It's a Perth
Uh-oh.
Question, and it's north or south?
North.
North. Okay. That's it.
And you?
I have judged you completely.
You judged me completely. Well, I'm judging you right back.
I was south, so we are on two different sides. But I am on your side this morning because House Husbands is actually one of my favourite programs. You know, I was so happy last year when it got renewed again for a fourth season, and I so hope that it gets renewed for a fifth season. Do we know anything about that?
No, not as yet. But we all hope we do as well. I think the thing about House Husbands is that we've had such a loyal fan base that it wouldn't surprise me if we do go to a fifth season. But also, if we do, that's pretty amazing for an Australian TV show in today's climate. You know, not many shows get this far. And I think we all, like, when we all started shooting Series 4, we all kind of took stock for a second and went, wow, we're pretty lucky, and it's quite a privilege to be a part of a show that's been as popular and as successful as House Husbands.
Why do you think that that they've been able to have that diversity from you know, and I said at the beginning that, you know, they've had that gay character, or gay characters and the couple originally with Tim Campbell at the beginning, but how have they been able to do that and still keep quite mainstream from day dot?
Went into production for Series 1, between auditioning for the show and when we started filming, I read probably half a dozen or so articles about real-life House Husbands. And so I think when it first went on air, it was quite topical, and it was really reflecting something that was actually happening in society, which was that, you know, these gender roles were shifting, and, you know, that people, apart from our government, obviously, everyone else seems to be very accepting of people in same-sex relationships. And, you know, I just think House Husbands was quite, you know, it was just reflecting back what was actually happening in the world, and people engaged with that.
What have you done pre-House Husbands that actually you've been able to bring into this character of Abby?
Well, I did work on another medical drama, so, you know, I feel like I'm really across the whole doctor thing. I'm kidding. Look, I don't know. I have really connected with this character. Ellie Beaumont, who is the creator of House Husbands, when I first read the first episode of the show, the character was all there. You know, she was a fully fleshed out, very human character. And I think sometimes that doesn't always happen with a new television show. You know, characters take a few episodes to find themselves, and the show, you know, might take a few episodes to kind of, you know, get its rhythm going and all that. That wasn't the case with House Husbands. It was all there right from day dot. You know, I don't know, Abby's such a great character. She's strong, she's smart, she's flawed, she's for an actor, she's a really fantastic character to play. And I think she's a great character to watch as well, because she's just got, there's just so much going on.
Well, We're talking to Natalie Saliba, who plays Abby on Channel 9's House Husbands on Joy 94.9. Natalie, what is the similarities and differences between Abby and yourself?
She's a lot more chaotic than me. She's a lot more overextended than me. I think I have much more of a relaxed lifestyle than Abby. She has children. I have dogs.
Okay.
I kind of treat them like my children.
Yep.
But, you know, they've got a lot of fur.
You've got your fur babies.
I've got my fur babies.
And but you're actually dealing with real babies at different times, you know, and especially at the moment, it's all about pregnancy. Actually, on season four, I wanted to ask about the surrogacy. That you know, it's been a real central role this particular season, and in your role, you know, Abby's brother Kane is, you know, was going to have a, you know, a particular surrogacy. Then a lesbian came along, stole some sperm. Couple episodes later, we actually don't mind her. What happened? How did that work on paper when you were reading all of this?
Well, I guess we sort of knew, you know, because we all have meetings with the writers and whatnot, so we have an idea of where the story's going. Justine Clark, apart from just being such a lovely person, we also knew that the character of Eve was going to become quite a big part of the House Husbands family, which she does become over the course of Series 4. But, yeah, I don't know. I think surrogacy, it's not the first time it's been done. You know, there was that movie Baby Mama with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler years ago. That was about surrogacy. It might be the first time it's been done on Australian TV, but I think it's quite common. Like, I think, you know, it happens quite a lot nowadays, so I don't think it's...
And it's been done with both comedy and drama. Like you know, when you know the guy asked you know your character about, you know, can I borrow a blender? And then when you drop the plates, you know, there's a lot of comedic sort of value in quite a serious topic.
Yeah. Well, look, I think Ellie Beaumont and Drew Proffitt, the creators, that I think it's in their heart of hearts. They are amazing comedy writers, but you know, House Husbands is a mixture of both comedy and drama, so there has to be both of those elements in it. And I think that's what, you know, that's the thing that the audience keeps coming back for, is that they get a bit of everything. But yeah, I do particularly love their comedy writing. I've, you know, especially in Series 3, Reese Muldoon and I, who plays my husband Mark, we kind of had the comedy arc over the series. So I had a couple of dramatic storylines, but generally, you know, there was a lot of comedy that we got to do, and it was just so much fun. You know, we had such a great time coming to set every day doing these wacky scenes.
And so you didn't scare him? Like, some of the things when you're that, you know, really controlling sort of thing, it's like you're saying, you know, what, you know, his character, why are you so likable? You know, can't you be more mean?
Yeah, I know. And I just love how Mark, like, between work and home, he's just got these two women who are just completely overbearing. So, like, he's got Abby kind of telling him what to do at home, and then he goes to work and he's got Rachel, played by the awesome Jane Allsop, who's just completely all over him at work.
Oh, my goodness. Jane's role is hilarious. Absolutely love.
She's so great.
Yeah. Now, just thinking about tonight, now, last week's episode, you're... character ended up, you know, finding out that she was pregnant, so therefore you couldn't have the particular, you know, sperm. So it's moved on to, you know, Julia Morris's character. What are we in store for tonight?
I think you're in store for a few surprises, actually. Fireworks, maybe. Like, apart from the fact that Lewis, played by, obviously, Gary Sweet, is just not happy about the whole situation.
He's not happy, full stop.
But he just thinks the whole thing's just weird. And so the idea of his wife having, you know, carrying someone else's baby is going to be, I think it might just make his brain explode.
No. And I think his character, and, you know, Gary Sweet, you know, who's been on so many different other, you know, television shows here in Australia, his role in that program, which I think actually really does connect and resonate, you know, with also mainstream males who may not traditionally watch a program like House Husbands.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of House Husbands, is that it does represent a sort of quite a broad range of people and characters, you know, that you see every day in the real world, and their views and their opinions about things. And yeah, certainly Gary, I think, has a very particular demographic that he covers playing Lewis.
Now, when did you wrap season four? When was that finishing for your season, like filming?
Oh, about 2 months ago.
Okay,
early July.
And so what have you been working on since?
Well, I got back to Sydney because I live in Sydney and we're in Melbourne, obviously. So I got back to Sydney and I actually, the first month was taken up with an enormous house move. So that kind of consumes me a little bit. But I actually have a film coming out next month. It's having its US release. It's called Truth and it stars Kate Blanchett and Robert Redford. And when I was working on it, we filmed it in Sydney sort of in October, November last year. And it just had the most incredible cast. Like, apart from Kate Blanchett and Robert Redford, there was also Dennis Quaid and Elizabeth Moss and Topher Grace and Bruce Greenwood. Like, it was amazing. And on the first day of rehearsals, you know, I was really nervous and I was standing, we were getting a tour of the set and I was standing in this room and we're being told, you know, what it was going to be used for and that kind of thing. And Robert Redford came up to me and stood next to me and took my hand and he went, "I'm Bob." And I went, "Oh my God! No, you're not. You're Robert Redford."
Well, so you're a bit of a fangirl at that stage, yeah.
No, I can say that was. I was saying that on the inside. I really contained myself. Like, hi, I'm Natalie. Like, professional.
Yep. Oh, that is awesome. So, yeah, the Truth. So that's coming out soon, is it?
Yes, it's having its US release next month.
Okay. Awesome. Now, you started life, or you trained, or something in being a gymnast. Is that?
I did gymnastics as a kid, yeah.
I don't know. So, I was going to ask, what would your Year 10 careers advisor actually have said that you were going to go off and do?
Gosh, I don't know. Probably going to be an actor, I think. I think I always had planned. I mean, I started studying psychology at uni, but it was never really, I had this kind of, you know, warped idea that it would be useful to be an actor. Like, I never actually studied it to be a psychologist, if that makes sense. I think I've always, from the time I was about five, I wanted to be an actor, so I'm kind of, I was pretty clear that this was where I wanted to go.
Natalie Saliba from House Husbands, thank you for joining us on Joy 94.9.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And you can check out Natalie and the House Husbands crew Monday nights on Channel 9. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.